I am the good shepherd. I know mine, and mine know me. I'm always fascinated by this, being able to recognize a particular voice, to know a particular voice, and to know how it speaks to us, how it calls to us. I remember I went to an exhibit on bats, and yes, I am the nerd that went to the exhibit on bats, but I was at an exhibit on bats, and I still remember reading, I was reading out loud to, for my own benefit and for those around me, I was reading that said that newborn bats actually can pick out their mother's voice even as they can hear literally thousands of voices around them. I mean, some bats, you know, they're in caves together. There's as many as over 1,000 in a single cave, and they can still pick out specifically their mother's voice, and the mother can specifically pick out their child. And I read this out loud, and one of the other people standing next to me said, I find that hard to believe. It seems a bit much, a stretch that they would know one specific voice, and they kind of reached beyond the exhibit. They were about to poke something, and then, of course, we heard a voice behind us say, "Don't touch that." And we all froze because we all knew it was his mother that had just said that, and he knew specifically that it was his mother that just said that. I mean, it was my little brother, it was my mother too, but the point was is that he knew that voice right then and there in that moment, despite the fact that there were dozens of other people around, and that very specific voice that we hear. And there's something truly remarkable about the shepherd who cares and looks after his sheep. And I certainly really do hope that Jesus had a big smile on his face when he said this, because sheep are really dumb. They really are. They are really dumb. I've had a few people try and convince me otherwise, try and tell me that sheep aren't really that stupid, but I've seen some really dumb sheep. Really have. I was visiting a farmer with sheep. It was raining. Kind of like yesterday's rain. I mean, it wasn't terribly frightening. It was just a sort of steady rain that just sort of kept going. And at a certain point, the sheep decided that they were all going to drown. So they started to climb on top of each other to get out of the rain. Realized it wasn't flooding or anything. It was just raining. And the problem with this is that as they try and pyramid up, they kill the sheep on the lowest level because sheep are not designed to pyramid up like that. So they literally had to go out and pull them apart from each other just so they didn't accidentally kill each other by standing on each other's shoulders. And by the way, wet wool on a sheep doesn't really smell that great either, so that's exciting as well. I also knew this particular group of sheep, they used to destroy this one fence post. Not any of the others. It's a big field. I mean, they could literally, it was their whole field, and they could actually travel around the field. It was enormous, this fenced-in area. But this one specific fence post, they had to destroy it, because they took it as a threat to the herd. And they destroyed it regularly, 4 or 5 times. I even helped replace it one time. It was just an ongoing project to keep this one fence post in place because a stick was going to hurt them. The fascination of this. They even attacked us when we tried to replace this fence post because it's like we were aiding the enemy or something. But that alpha ram became mutton and we didn't have that problem anymore. But, you know, there was this challenge in so many ways that I really, really hope Jesus had a big smile on his face when he called us the sheep, because they wander away. The sheep stay with the herd because it's good for them, and yet every once in a while it gets in their minds that somehow the good of the herd is no longer good for them, so they wander off on their own and they go far and wide, and whenever you find them, they're always in the weirdest of circumstances at that point. They kind of look at you with that face that says, "I don't know how I got here, but I know I need help getting out now." And how very fitting it is for us. How very fitting to use that description. That when we stay with God, when we stay with His community, it is good for us and it is of our benefit. But every once in a while, we get in our minds that maybe we think we should do this differently, or how we have some kind of better approach, and we wander off on our own, and we wander far and wide, and eventually we realize that away from God is really not a place that's better for us. Might have some short-term time where we think that it's really so much better, but really ultimately we discover that away from God is really away from everything that is good. And that in this isolation we separate ourselves from these wonderful opportunities to grow deeper in love with God. And yet, God is that good shepherd. Jesus is specifically that good shepherd, and he comes out to us and he brings us back over and over and over again. It doesn't matter how many times we've wandered away, God brings us back. He always seeks us out again and again. You think you get bored or frustrated or both, but no, he keeps coming for us. He returns time and again to invite us back to himself so that we might be cared for by him. What's even more remarkable is that when we truly consider it, this is a beautiful analogy, but it breaks down at a certain point because it is just an analogy. We're not really livestock. We're people of God. And if we, you know, get frustrated with this imagery, if we get frustrated with this idea of being livestock, then focus on St. John. See what love the Father has bestowed on us, that we might be called children of God. What a truly remarkable and amazing thing to find. What a truly awe-inspiring moment to consider that God doesn't just see us as wayward servants. God doesn't just see us as sort of wandering around and struggling in our own devices. He doesn't see us just as some creation that he kind of has to corral and keep track of. But genuinely, we were loved so much, so particularly, so overwhelmingly, that we might be called children of God. Yet so it is that we are. He doesn't just call us this. He doesn't just give us a nice moniker. He doesn't just sort of hand off a fancy nickname and try and make us feel better with an empty title, but rather he actually makes us his children. And he shows us that particular love. That love that we can only know by being his children. And we hear his voice and we know it. So we come together on this Good Shepherd Sunday, this Sunday where we're reminded of this Good Shepherd is looking after us. It's important for us to remember what it is when we hear the shepherd's voice. Who it is when we hear this shepherd's voice. Remember that sometimes we'll get something in our head and we'll think, you know, is that really God calling me to do these things? And there's a couple of points that we always want to be aware of. First of all, the Good Shepherd will not try and make us feel terrible all the time. We have some voice in our head that tries to remind us of our failings and our shortcomings and our own struggles and tries to drag us down and bring us into that isolation. That is not the shepherd's voice. If we hear something that tries to pull us away and tries to isolate us and seeks to keep us in the corner or keep us separated from all those things that really build us up, that is also not the shepherd's voice. Remember, the shepherd's voice will always invite us and encourage us to things that are good for us, to the things that will build us up. It will always call us to holiness. And that holiness can make us truly happy. Shepherd invites us to our vocation, whatever it is that we are called to do. For married, the shepherd's voice will call us deeper into that marriage. For ordained, God will... The shepherd's voice will call us deeper into that ordination. So as the religious, it will do the same. And if we don't know yet what our vocation is, if we're still trying to figure that out, if we're still discerning, the shepherd's voice will call us to that place where we are called to be. Will call us to be deeper in that relationship. And in so many ways, that shepherd's voice will always invite us to be strengthened by him and reminded that we are all called to holiness. That we are all called to this great, holy, and happy life where we are united with God. And in that call to holiness, he calls us to great joy. And I emphasize this. He calls us to holiness, which brings us happiness. I don't want to say that he calls us to happiness, which brings us holiness, because then we'll pursue anything that we think will make us happy. We'll find ourselves running a lot, and we'll get very tired. Remember that God always calls us to holiness first. And in that holiness, we find great joy, great happiness. And through that invitation, we come to know that shepherd's voice that calls us consistently and invites us so that we might remember that very simple and beautiful fact that we are God's children and he has a plan for us. So here's the challenge. The first challenge that we face is, of course, that we're talking about a shepherd's voice. We keep talking about God's voice. The first challenge, of course, is that we have to be listening. If we're not listening, we'll never know it's there. I can turn the radio on, but if we never listen to it, we'll never be able to pick out what song it is. First and foremost, we have to be listening for the shepherd's voice. Second is to respond to the invitation. Whatever it is that God is calling us to do, He will call us consistently for our benefit. The challenge falls to us. Will we respond?